And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And hey, everybody, we are live here on KQ&A with your Thursday Roundtable. And we're going to be taking a step towards the blues when we come back. I've got an interview, a one-on-one with none other than Hans Olson, who has been playing music for the last half century with some of the greats, and he's going to talk about his experiences with some really great musicians over the years. But currently, Hans Olson is the president of the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame, and coming up on Sunday, there will be an induction ceremony for the newest members of the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame. It'll be taking place at the Windsock Lounge at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Yours truly will be there to MC the festivities, and BadassBluesPrescott.com, of course, will be there as well to help get everybody going. But Hans Olson, he was the guy that thought of the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame, and he is the current president, and he joins me for an exclusive one-on-one interview when we return here on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. This is one of my favorite ads, so I'm bringing it back. Years ago, I noticed a poster in the break room of our Prescott store. It was titled An Old Cowboy's Advice, and I just had to revisit it. Its advice is timeless, like life is simpler when you plow around the stump. And a bumblebee is considerably faster than a John Deere tractor. Then there's don't corner something that you know is meaner than you. And last but not least, most of the stuff people worry about ain't never going to happen anyway. Good common sense just like Olson's. Our mission is the healthy feeding of your livestock and pets from a common sense perspective. We think local, we speak local, and we care local, and we only carry the best feed, hay, and pet food. You'll find us in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and on the web at olsonsgrain.com. By the way, in case you're wondering what Olson's common sense saying is, why, good enough just isn't, of course.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, we are back on Talk of the Town here on KQ&A, and to say that Hans Olson has the blues, you might think he needs some cheering up, but actually his love of the original American art form has been a lifelong journey leading Hans Olson to create the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame, of which he sits right now as president, and the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame will be holding an induction ceremony this Sunday at the Windsock Lounge at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The public is invited, so I've invited Hans Olson to come and join us and talk a little bit about his career and about the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame. So, Hans, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
When did you decide that the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame needed to be created?
Actually, it was around 1994, and we were doing a concert as a tribute to a guy named Chico Chisholm. I was on the production crew, and at one point somebody said, okay, and then we're going to put Chico into the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame. And I said, wait a minute, there is no Arizona Blues Hall of Fame. And they said, oh, it doesn't matter, we're just going to put him in there. And I said, no, I think it does matter. And I think you should talk to the rest of the veteran blues players in Arizona before you do something like that. So the idea, they said, well, why don't we just start one? And I said, okay. And we figured out a way to get it started was to get all the people that weren't musicians that were involved with blues in Arizona, like the DJs that had blues shows, the guys that owned blues nightclubs. We put together a board of directors of people that weren't musicians. And my two questions were, would you be on the board, and can Chico be the first guy? And everybody said yes. So that's how it started.
And so I think to most people, when you talk about the blues, you probably think more about the Mississippi Delta or Memphis or Birmingham, Alabama or something like that. When you talk to people about the blues scene in Arizona, I think people are pleasantly surprised to know that there are a lot of really good blues musicians out there in our state.
Absolutely. And I don't know how many we even got. Over 100 people have been inducted, and it's a really good history of the Arizona blues, I think.
So let's talk about your musical career, and something very near and dear to my heart is that one of the first gigs you had was singing radio commercials. So I thought, what a great way to launch a music career.
Well, actually, I got the radio gigs because my name had been established a little bit already.
And it says here that you recorded several station IDs for Phoenix radio stations. So I guess this growly voice of yours was something that people thought was very, you know, catchy and distinctive.
Or they just wanted to use my name. I don't know. I actually did lots of radio. I did commercial voiceover work for quite a while. So I had, like, commercials on the radio, too. So that was kind of a thing for a few years.
What was the way in which you were, quote-unquote, discovered, where you were able to get gigs like being the opening act for, like, Boz Scaggs and the Allman Brothers and stuff like that? I mean, that's hefty territory. How did that whole thing come about?
Well, that one was it was the biggest show I ever played with the Allman Brothers. There were 22,000 people. And I had just established myself as a local guy. Actually, Marshall Tucker was on that bill, had been touring with them. And Marshall Tucker had to cancel the Phoenix gig. And the promoter, Barry Fay, had to find somebody to fill in. And they asked around, and everybody said, you should get this guy. So that one was the spring. springboard. In fact, I had been trying to get into the Celebrity Theater for years, and they said, well, he does good in a 200-seat biker bar, but I don't think he can play for 1,500 people. And so then after I played with 22,000 and got a standing ovation, it was easy to get in the Celebrity Theater.
Nice. A little bit later on, around 1980, you were touring with Dave Mason, and I had a chance to interview Dave when he was playing up at the Orpheum Theater in Flagstaff. It seemed like a pretty good dude. I would imagine if you played 100 tour dates with him, then you probably had some sort of simpatico going with Dave Mason.
Yeah, that was the longest tour I ever did. 4.5 months of one-nighters. We became pretty good friends. He's a great guy.
Now, as far as your musicianship, you're pretty much known as the guy that can really not just play acoustic guitar, but also play the harmonica out of the rack. Is that something that you saw someone else do and said, hey, I think I can do that, and got good at it? How did that come about?
Well, you know, I had seen guys like, when I first started, I was into Johnny Cash, and then I got into Bob Dylan. And he had that harp in the rack thing, but he was just terrible at it. And then I really liked Donovan, and he was much better at the harp in the rack than Dylan. So I just knew there were guys doing that. And then I got into the Rolling Stones and realized that all my favorite Rolling Stones songs were Muddy Waters. So then from there, I got into Muddy Waters, and that was that. And I was playing guitar first and singing in bands. I wasn't quite good enough to play guitar in the bands yet, but then I had an accident and I lost the use of my left hand for almost a year. And during that time, the band said, why don't you learn to play harmonica? Because we were playing all blues things. So I learned to play the harmonica, and then my hand kind of came back. And since I was already better on the harp than I was on the guitar, I just kind of put them together.
So what made you decide to come to Arizona? You were born in San Bernardino and grew up as a teenager in California.
Yeah, when I was 17, my folks moved to Phoenix, and I almost didn't come. And then at the last minute, it was funny because I had failed my 11th grade year in high school. And I thought, okay, I'm done with that. And I was just going to go out on my own. But then we found out that in Arizona, they were like 2 or 3 years behind academically in California. So my mother looked into it, and they said, well, as far as we're concerned, he's already graduated high school. So I said, well, I could come here and be a senior. So I just came here basically to finish high school, and then I went back. But after I went back, I decided I missed Arizona, and I decided to come back here.
Well, like most musicians, you not only have the creative side, but you've also been kind of involved in the business side of music as well. Various places that you've tried to establish, local music hubs and things like that. Is there something in that that drives you, or is it still the idea of just performing solo and entertaining in a room? Is that still something that kind of gets you going?
Well, I'm a terrible businessman, but I somehow along the line, like I owned a bar, which I never was supposed to own, and the paperwork, I ended up owning this bar that I didn't even want to own. And I was stuck and I had to run it. So it's like I never really wanted to own a bar, but I did. And then I've always been involved with community projects because, you know, when you're a musician, you got your days open. And I figured I should give back to the community somehow by volunteering. So I've been volunteering for 40 years with one organization or another.
Well, we're going to take a quick time out. We're talking with Hans Olsen, the president of the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame. There's an induction ceremony taking place here in Prescott at the Windsock Lounge on Sunday at 1 o'clock. More with Hans Olsen when we return here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
It's the
the year of the cat.
Which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your new year the year of the cat.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and an Augie New Year. Locally owned Augie's on Highway 69 invites you to enjoy lunch or dinner 7 days a week. Chef Joel Sugihara creates delicious dishes like honey glazed salmon, braised short rib, wonderful steaks, burgers, and salads. Friendly service second to none. Augie's discounted happy hour appetizers, 4 to 6 p.m. daily with colossal shrimp cocktail, are the best in town. Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're back with Hans Olsen from the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame. And I'll tell you, your discography, when you look back on all the recordings that you've done and that you've participated in, are there a few that stand out in your mind?
They all stand out. I think maybe one of the most exciting was back in the early 80s. I hooked up with a guy named William E. McEwen, and he was a super big producer in Hollywood.
That's the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band guy.
Yeah, he managed them, and his John played in the band.
Yep, they were here in Prescott Valley when we first opened the Prescott Valley Amphitheater. They were the first act to ever play here. That was years ago.
Wow. Bill, he had produced, it's a weird story where his brother John, when he first started playing banjo, his best friend in high school was Steve Martin. So the two of them were learning banjo together, and then John's big brother Bill said, "You guys need a manager." And they started the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and he said, "You don't need two banjo players." And he said, "John's better on the banjo, but Steve is really funny." So he started managing Steve Martin, which was seriously big.
Mm-hmm.
And he managed Steve Martin's career and produced all his first four or five movies. So he had big money, and he came along and took me up to Aspen, where they own the Aspen Recording Society, a beautiful studio. And I did a few tunes up there, and that was super fun, and a blank check. And you usually don't get a blank check for recording. So, in fact, the funniest part was when we finished everything, I had put lead guitar on the tracks where I wanted lead guitar. And when he said, "Who do you want on lead guitar?" Because I really wasn't much of a lead player back then. And he said, "Who do you want?" And I said, "Well, what are the parameters?" He said, "There aren't any parameters." I said, "No, when it comes to lead guitar, there's guys you can't get." And I said, he said, "No, tell me who you want." I said, "Okay, Eric Clapton." And he calls up Eric Clapton. And Eric says, "Yeah, send me the tape." So he sends him a tape. And Eric says, "I love it. I want to play on it." So I actually moved back to L.A. because I thought, if Eric's going to play on my album, I'll be big right away. So while I'm out there, Eric calls and says, "I have to go back to England for some court stuff. And I'll be gone for like 6 months." And my producer, Bill, says, "Oh, we're not going to wait that long." I said, "No, I'll wait that long."
Yeah.
And he said, "Nope, I got to go." And the producer said, "We're not going to wait." And Eric says, "My guitar player likes it too, and he'll play on it." And his guitar player was Albert Lee, who is actually a much better guitar player than Eric, but only guitar players know who he is.
Sure.
So that's who I got on the album, was Albert Lee. It's all the guitar players were impressed, but it didn't do anything for my career.
Well, amongst the people that you've toured or performed or been an opening act for or recorded with, these names are very impressive, and people will know in a heartbeat. Joe Cocker, Elvin Bishop, Paul Butterfield, Canned Heat, John Fogerty, Johnny and Edgar Winter, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Willie Dixon, John Lee Hooker, B.B. King, Muddy Waters. It doesn't surprise me a bit, Hans Olsen, that knowing that you would be an inductee into the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame. In the interest of everything old is new again, do you think that we are sitting at the resurgence of a love of an appreciation of blues music?
I think it's always been about the same. There's always been a core group of people that love that music. It just kind of stays the way it is.
It is, though, wouldn't you agree, the building block of just about every other kind of music that's been commercially successful, be it rock and roll, hip-hop, electronic, disco, whatever. It always seems like there is a blues background to just about all of that stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Rock and roll came from that whole blues thing. They just kind of sped it up and made it rockabilly and rock and roll. But it all comes back from that first blues bedrock sound, yeah.
So I guess if I was going to ask you to look in your crystal ball and say, you know, what does Hans Olsen still want to accomplish musically? Is there anything on your bucket list that you're still thinking about doing or interested in doing?
I'm trying to retire. I quit the road like almost 20 years ago. And now I just play in Arizona, and I've made a deal with the local publishing company, and they handle all my songs. They put them on TV shows, and so then I get royalties from that, and that's what's keeping me going now, is my songs on TV shows.
So the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame is holding an induction ceremony this Sunday at the Windsock Lounge. As I understand it, this represents kind of a new thing for the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame, that they haven't typically done this here in the Prescott area. Why now? What's changed that's getting the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame to extend further and further out into the state?
Well, when it first started, you know, there's always been this thing about Phoenix people starting something and calling it the Arizona something. And, of course, people in Tucson say, wait a minute, we have a big city here. You know, it's always upset me when people say, yeah, this is the Arizona something, but they don't pay attention to the rest of the state. And so I've always been, when it first started, I said, we got to make sure we get guys from Tucson and guys from Flagstaff. And I said, so, you know, I did that for a while, maybe about 20 years ago when I quit the road. I got involved with the Arizona Music Hall of Fame, which is much bigger. And, you know, it's got Jimi Nicks and Alice Cooper and big stars. And so when I quit the Music Hall of Fame and came back to the Blues Hall of Fame, I said, let's break this into regions, and we'll have three regions, and every year we'll make sure we induct somebody from each region, and that will keep it fair. So this is the first year we're doing, we did this a couple years ago, but we didn't do this ceremony up there. We decided each region should have their own ceremony, and that way it spreads the word around the state better.
And this is also the first year that the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame is honoring a venue. How did that come about?
Well, actually, a couple years ago, a venue from Tucson was nominated. First time anybody nominated them. And the sad part was that, of course, everybody voted for the venue and not for people. And it was very clear to see that it wasn't fair that people would have to compete with the venue. And so last year, the Rhythm Room was actually nominated. And Bob Corritore, who owns the Rhythm Room, asked me, he said, do you think we'll get voted in? And I said, well, yeah, there's no doubt. He said, that means a person won't get voted in. I said, right. And I thought this was cool. He said, why don't you pull the Rhythm Room out? Because I don't want some person not to get in. So we decided what we'd do is start a venue category. And that way it wouldn't be competing with the people. So this is the first year we had a venue category, Rhythm Room 1. But last year, the Chicago Bar in Tucson got it.
And so this is something that now will become part of the annual voting and consideration for the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame, a separate category just for venues.
Right, and we'll just do one venue statewide each year. We also have the problem of bands. You know, a band competing with a person, that's unfair, too, because they have so many other people. We've done a whole bunch of bands, but almost every band that's been in, everybody in the band had already been inducted. So they get to vote for that band, and that makes it unfair for a new band. So we're working on trying to figure out how to do a band. Because this year, Bob Corritore and Dave Riley, who are both already inducted, plus their drummer and their guitar player, they're already in the Hall of Fame, and we're inducting that band again. And I said, we're just kind of repeating, so we got to figure out how to, like, maybe if you're already inducted, that band is not eligible or something. But every band that's in, all the members have already been inducted, so that doesn't seem fair.
We're anticipating a nice turnout at the Windsock Lounge on Sunday, starting at 1 o'clock, and there'll be several bands performing. In fact, Hall of Famers will be performing, and then, of course, our inductees will be joining in as well. For those of you that want to follow Hans Olsen, the official website, is that still hansolsen.net?
Yep.
Well, first of all, thank you for half a century of service to the musicians and to the lovers of blues music here in Arizona. And I just want to personally thank you for your leadership as a member of the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame Board of Directors. It's an honor to serve with you. And I really do appreciate the time that you put into keeping the blues alive.
And I appreciate all you're doing, too. Thank you so much.
Hans Olsen here on Talk of the Town KQ&A. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
It's the year of the cat,
which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your new year the year of the cat.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Phoenix police consider a 16-year-old a hero after getting hit by an SUV Monday night at a South Phoenix intersection near Central and Roser. Sergeant Tommy Thompson says the victim and four other children were walking in a marked crosswalk with the walk light on when the driver failed to yield.
When he saw the car coming, he pushed the others out of the way, and he basically took the brunt of the collision. He very well may have saved the lives of the other children.
One of the girls was struck, but no injuries, and the young man received serious injuries.
injuries.
The 16-year-old is hospitalized in critical condition. Thompson says, according to the driver, he had the green light when he was making the left turn. There's no sign impairment as a factor.
The investigation is still ongoing. Apparently, he said he had a green light and he did not see anyone in the crosswalk, and that's what our investigators are looking into at this point.
After the accident, the driver remained at the scene. We have NHL hockey this evening at 7 o'clock as the Arizona Coyotes host the Anaheim Ducks right here on KQ&A. Sunny skies and much warmer for your KQ&A weather weekend. Chilling after bedtime to a mostly clear 26 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Then warming to about 48 tomorrow, 57 Saturday, 54 Sunday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low near 31, warming quickly to a sunny 56 tomorrow, 64 and 61 this weekend. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Have you heard about Yavapai Regional Medical Center's exciting expansion project? There's a state-of-the-art health center under construction on the campus of YRMC West in Prescott. During the health center construction, parking may sometimes be more of a challenge. If you have an appointment or you're visiting someone at YRMC West, we recommend you allow some extra time for parking. And look for one of our volunteer cart drivers. They're ready to shuttle you from your parking space to the hospital entrance and back again. The primary and specialty care clinics you need. A kitchen for healthy cooking demonstrations. Advanced multimedia technology for preventive health learning programs. And lots of parking. The new health center under construction at YRMC West. Inspired by you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back. Nice little chat with Hans Olsen, who's been around for a long, long time and who has really done a great job to honor the musicians that like to play blues. And again, we are going to be having an event this coming Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Windsock Lounge on Iron Springs Road. This is going to be the induction ceremony for the 2020, I guess it is, or maybe 2019. I'm not sure how it works. We voted on this last year, and we're inducting them this year. So I don't know if that's the 2019 inductees or the 2020s. But in any case, that will be taking place at 1 o'clock. The event is open to the public. Donations are, of course, welcome to the Hall of Fame. It is a nonprofit organization. Also, the Northern Arizona Blues Alliance will be in attendance, as will BadassBluesPrescott.com. And yours truly will be functioning as the master of ceremonies. So it'll be a pleasure to induct a couple of new members into the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame this Sunday at 1 o'clock. Stop by if you'd like to participate. Also want to put something else on your calendar on January the 19th. At the Elks Opera House in Prescott, there will be a blues fundraiser for the winners of the International Blues Challenge here in Northern Arizona. They are being sent to Memphis to compete against the, all the other blues communities around the country. And the winner of that competition is going to go to the International Blues Competition in Europe and represent not just Arizona, but, you know, the whole country if we can get them there. And so, you know, it's not cheap to fly from Phoenix to Memphis. Plus, you need a place to stay and a little bit of food to eat and all that kind of stuff. So we're kind of passing the hat for the winners. The solo duo winner of the International Blues Challenge this year is Chris Berry and Tall Paul, the Swamp Poets duo, who are from right here in the Prescott area. So you want to definitely come out and support these guys. Joe Capecchi from Phoenix is heading back to Memphis for the second time. He will be representing Arizona as a solo performer. So those are your winners, but we would love to send those guys out with a great send-off. And so January 19th at the Elks Opera House, they will be performing, and there'll be a whole bunch of other folks performing as well. So please put that on your calendar and stop on by. January 19th. Yeah. I tell you, the music scene here in Prescott is really something to behold. I know we spend part of our time physically over in Lake Havasu City as well. And Lake Havasu City, without knowing it, is, obviously big on recreation. They've got, snowbirds and the RVs and the boating community and a lot of off-road stuff and racing and everything you could think of. But, the music community there is rather small compared to Prescott. Prescott is huge in terms of the volume and quality of musicians that play here on a daily, weekly basis. And, as far as the number of venues go, there's probably as many venues in Lake Havasu as there are in Prescott. I think the depth of the talent and the creativity of the musicians here in Prescott far outweighs that of Lake Havasu City, the sole exception being my next-door neighbor over in Havasu. Virgil Venditto is a world-class musician, plays bass with a country band, and then also plays with a funk band in Laughlin called Push. This is a guy that just loves to play music. The genre really doesn't matter all that much. He just likes to play. Yeah. Yeah. And he's been a solo accompanist for a number of solo artists, done a lot of studio work in LA, and has really just dialed into the music scene over there. But one of the reasons I ended up in the radio business, because I love music and I'm not a musician. So what are you supposed to do with that?
You play music.
Yeah. When you had musicians over at the Cattlemen's years ago, you had some people that ended up putting their records on the wall.
Well, we had, of course, Terry Furlong. I think he's playing tonight at the Haciampa. He was with Grassroots. And I'm trying to remember, his buddy, we flew him in twice from San Francisco, was keyboard player for Canned Heat, and my son-in-law plays pretty good bass, and we had a young fella, his name is Bobby Blue, and he came up from Phoenix, and he played blues when we were on Sheldon Street, and the kid was like 14 or 15, and people just, you've been to those venues where the audience is, that's nice. And then they just stop and just stare and go, huh?
Yeah.
And so that's the beauty of music, is sometimes it takes you beyond where you are right now into some place you've never been before or always want to go back to.
I'll tell you, there's a musician right now that is making the rounds around the country. And if you get a chance to see him, his name is Derek Trucks, and just a guitar savant. And, you know, I think now he's probably barely 20 years old, but when he first appeared on the scene, he was like 13, 14 years yeah. old, and he was playing with the Allman Brothers Band because his dad, Butch Trucks, was one of the musicians that played with the Allman Brothers Band for years. And so this was this is an example of one of these kids that just, you know, he's playing like somebody who's like 50 years old.
No, because you and I, we look at this and we go, how? Where did that come from?
I'll tell you, there's a couple of interesting things going on here in the Prescott area that we want to talk about, too. Not of a musical type, but we're about to get some very serious help in our community. And this is something that's been worked on for many, many years and is about to take the first step towards fruition. We'll tell you about that when we return, so stay tuned. There's more coming your way here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
You play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit CliffCastleCasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way, just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
It's the year of the cat,
which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year, the year of the cat.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And of course, we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
You said that already.
Okay, well, how about warm wishes for a wonderful winter?
What?
Don't make me say it again. I think I hurt my tongue.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and start the new year with a new furnace. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, should the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors approve a motion, a new ordinance, or make a proclamation, whatever this way is, that declares Yavapai County a Second Amendment sanctuary county. And the reason why this is even an idea really starts with the idea of sanctuary cities in California and in other places, that literally the local councils or supervisors or whomever, the lawmaking body in those communities approved, and I use that in quotes, naming their community a sanctuary city, whereby they would no longer cooperate with the federal government as it applied to customs enforcement and immigration and things like this. Now, call me silly.
You're silly.
Okay, sorry. Call me silly. But I just could not, in my mind, wrap around the idea that as a community, anyone has the ability to pass a law that says we are not going to honor the laws of this country.
They said it wouldn't honor it, just said we're not going to participate.
Well, that's the same thing. All right, so which law? So now we're going to choose laws.
It's the if is, what is it? What does is mean?
Choice is which laws, which federal laws are we going to abide by and which ones are we not? Okay, well, the federal government just passed a law saying that you can't sell tobacco products to anybody under the age of 21. So does this mean that a city now can go in and say, we're going to be a tobacco sanctuary city and we're going to pass a law that says that we'll sell tobacco products to, you know, kids that are 18, 16, 14? I mean, where do you draw the line? Where does it end?
That's like with a Juul and all those other vaping things.
You know, so I'm taking that whole sanctuary thing into account when I understand that a group of concerned citizens, in the interest of not having their federal rights abrogated, decided that they were going to take a proactive step and approach the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors about declaring that Yavapai County is a Second Amendment sanctuary county, where it is the sworn, where the county is sworn to uphold the Second Amendment in Yavapai County. Yeah. Now, granted, you really don't need that if you have the Second Amendment in the Constitution, except for the fact that you have other legislative bodies subordinate to the federal government that are passing laws saying, ignore that law. And I don't know how you can get away with it. Well, I know how you get away with it. You get sued by the federal government. It goes to some ultra left-wing circuit court that says, no, we're going to side with the, you know, the community has the right to determine its own destiny. And, you know, it's like, you know, we are the United States of America. And what that means, united, is that we all more or less abide by the same laws. I still feel as though that the unusually strict gun laws in some states violate the Second Amendment to some level. If you, if you're really part of this country and the Second Amendment is part of the, you know, the Constitution, then you should be able to, have your rights protected by the people that are in charge of your local government.
Let me say, but on the other side of that is, if a person has a history of a felony or significant mental illness, they are prevented from owning a weapon or buying a weapon. You can always buy one off the market, obviously. But, I mean, there are certain restrictions that can be put in there. And, of course, another thing similar to this is we're running into freedom of speech versus the rights of a homeowners association. For example, right now we're having some people who have put a flag up and underneath it is Trump 2020. And homeowner association are saying, no, you can't do that. And homeowner saying, that's my freedom of speech. So, you know, this is going to go on before, you know, long before, you know, we're done with this show. It's going to keep on going on. And it's just going to, you're going to sit there and wonder, where does it end?
Well,
because what you're saying is, where does it end?
Okay, well, as as a 10-cent attorney, there are ordinances in the community regarding the display of political signs outside of the election cycle. So right now, there's an ordinance that says, starting this date and until election day.
Oh, so you have like 2 weeks before. So
You're allowed to display a sign that says vote for whomever. Yeah. And see, I think with the Trump 2020 sign, yeah, you could say free speech. But if you were saying on the sign, I love President Trump, that's a different story.
There we go.
You're not campaigning for his election. So it really doesn't fit the mold of a campaign sign if you're only proclaiming your love for the president but not telling people to vote for him. And that's not exactly a hair-splitting argument. There is a reason why we only limit campaign signage to so many days before a campaign up until a campaign. All you have to do is drive around any of these communities during election season and see the utter tonnage of litter that are these campaign signs that are everywhere. And you would not want to see that 365 days a year.
By a certain time, there is a penalty.
Right. You wouldn't want to see that 365 days a year, would you?
No.
So that's why they're limited. And that's, again, where I think the Homeowners Association actually has maybe an ordinance in their community that may, in fact, back up that that limitation when it comes to a campaign sign. And again, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying that that's the way the law looks, and we have that law for a reason. Personally speaking, I think we should get rid of all campaign signs and make everybody go on the radio. I think that's just the most fair thing to do. Who the heck am I?
You're a 10-cent lawyer.
Just some talking head. that is something that has been argued over the centuries, the state's rights versus the federal government's rights to govern what the states can and can't do.
The original point you're talking about is, and that is the Second Amendment. Do we have to have a proclamation or something to say, yes, we believe in the Second Amendment? No, we believe in the Second Amendment. We don't have to ratify it again.
So where I wonder now where the line is if you elect enough people in a community, in a county, or in a state, where they agree to get together and vote to eliminate or change or tamp down.
Or make you register that you have a weapon.
You know, I'm just saying, if they can vote not to honor this part of the Constitution, then what's the next thing that they can vote against? So now they're going to be able to say, well, the First Amendment of free speech does not apply if what you're saying makes me uncomfortable. How many of those fights do you want to have? You know, we had I had an interesting conversation with a friend of mine. We were over at the Raven Cafe, and we were talking about Netanyahu and Israel. And so I was talking about what I knew about Netanyahu, and I couldn't see her. He could not see her because she was sitting behind him, but I could see her in my purview. And as we're talking, I could see her with her head down, just shaking her head no. She's just shaking her head no. And so finally she gets up, and as she's walking by to like refill her glass or something, I just want you to know that I have a degree in international studies and I absolutely disagree with everything you've been saying. And my friend turned to her without even blinking an eye. He said, I'm flattered that you are listening to our conversation. That does not give you the privilege to participate. Thank you very much. And all she could say as she walked away was, well, your conversation is getting into my space. So we got to keep our voices down so we don't invade her space.
Safe space.
So that's the world we're living in right now. And
this is Arizona. I hate to think what it'd be like in California.
Oh, yeah, where it's now okay to steal and to defecate on the sidewalks. And,
straws, but you can reuse, you throw needles away.
It's just, all you can do is throw up your hands, and when you wake up in the morning, say, thank God I'm in Prescott, Arizona, in Yavapai County, in Prescott Valley, in Dewey, Humboldt, and Chino Valley, and Walker, and Cottonwood, and the Verde Valley, and, you know, where at least for the time being, sanity still reigns.
And cordiality reigns too.
Yeah. So we're going to wrap this puppy up, and we've got the Talk of the Quad Cities coming up next with Mark Levin. So stay tuned for that. I'll be back at 4 tomorrow with our first Let's Talk Sports of the new year. We'll look back at the season just passed for the Arizona Cardinals and look ahead to the rest of the college football playoffs and also for the Arizona Coyotes. So stick around for that. And also stay tuned. We've got Arizona news coming up next. We want to say a big thank you to Hans Olsen from the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame. Stop by the Windsock this weekend on Sunday at 1 o'clock for the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame induction. Thank you, Chuck Roberts. And we will be back next Thursday with more Talk of the Town here on KQ&A. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.